بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We began chapter number 18, employments. And what is regarded as the best employment, mashghala, preoccupation in sharia in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And which of these occupations will draw the barakat and blessings and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we had read yesterday, that the following is according to the Shaykh Zakaria sahab rahmatullah alayhi, in which, as the Shaykh rahmatullah has mentioned, the best employment is teaching of Quran Sharif. Although primarily we don't call this an employment, this is khidmat of deen. It is important for the person also teaching Quran Sharif, or teaching the sharia and deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that his intention is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if he was able to, he would have done something on his own to sustain himself and teach Quran without any repayment. But as the Shaykh has mentioned, also ulama have mentioned, that this has become a full-time preoccupation, teaching children, teaching sharia, giving one's time, completing the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whereas before there was the Baytul Mal, the national treasury, by means of which the Khulafa used to stipulate a stipend for the ulama ikram, for those teaching Quran Sharif, for the judges, and for the civil servants of the country. But that is not no more anymore, because we are living in non-Muslim countries. Then we had mentioned also that if I cannot be preoccupied or employed as a deeni khadim, that is serving the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, teaching Quran Sharif, the Hibs class, or Darul Ulum, or any khidmat of deen, like as we mentioned yesterday with the adhan or the imamat, I couldn't do it, or none of my children could do it, then ulama say, adopt a spiritual child, the way I can invest my wealth in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But this ulama say that it is unfortunate that the masajid, the makatib, the madaris, the darul ulums have to go out for contributions and collection. If I couldn't make my son an alim of myself, then the desire should be in my heart that how can I adopt a musalla, a masjid, or some person is involved in the khidmat and the service of the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This should come into my heart. If I couldn't do it, how can I support some avenue of deen? And as you mentioned yesterday, that I will support that avenue of deen, there could be flaws and shortcomings in there, but I will get the full reward of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give me short. To the extent when it comes to zakat also, if someone comes to me so to say with a story, that I am zakatable and this is my condition, etc., and he gives me his entire background and condition, and in my heart of hearts, I believe him. Sharia is so easy for my personal self. I believe his or her story. I've come to the family, I have so many children, I'm a widow, whatever it is. That I have a backlog, I have payments to do, I'm arrears of rent, water and lights. And in my heart, I believe him that he is a zakat recipient. I give my zakat to him. And genuinely I feel he's deserving of zakat. Then it turns out that this person was a fraud. It was a scam. I got caught and I gave my zakat to this person. According to Sharia, your zakat is discharged. Sharia does not oblige you as an individual to go and look under his mattress or to look in his house. Yes, there are a few questions that we should ask the ulama ikram. What do I ask? So after I asked these few questions, I was comfortable and I gave my zakat. So in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, your zakat is discharged. It's an ibadat. So Sharia has made it so easy and so simple. But we have to know our Sharia correctly, so we ask the questions. So in the same way, when it comes to contributing an avenue of deen, I will get my full reward. Yes, we have to be careful also. Doesn't go in the wrong avenues. But my niyat, my intention is, Ya Allah, I could have become an alim of deen or a hafiz of Quran. But here's a maktab, here's a madrasa, here's a small madrasa, This one, Apa is running it, or one Ustaz is running it. Nobody knows him really. I need to cash in. I want my returns. So for a mu'min, a believer is looking for the avenue. Doesn't have to be a large amount also. Yeah, Sharia also is so generous. They say contribute to the masjid, example building of the masjid. We need 1,000 bricks. So I give 100 rand towards it. Ulama say that you will not get the reward of buying bricks to the value of 100 rand. Allah will give you a share of 100 rand in every brick. Allah spreads it out in the entire masjid. So you have a share in every brick equal to, because your niyat was, Ya Allah, if I could, I would buy all the bricks. So that 100 rand, Allah will stretch it out in every brick. So in this way also, when it comes to adopting a masjid, maktab, madrasa and ustaz, there should not be that there is an appeal that to contribute, I'm looking for the avenue. In my little small way also. But there are always avenues. Feeding jamaats that come to our markaz also. That how can I feed them? And here ulama see also jamaats come from around the world, around the country. My investment jamaat came from Middle East, came from South America, came from East, West, North, wherever it may be. I fed that jamaat, now I got an investment in that country. We are looking for foreign offshore investments. I got an offshore investment right now. But this is what we call in Sharia is sakhawat. Sakha. Sakha means generosity. As the Shaykh has mentioned in a hadith in Fadail al-Sadaqat, the generosity is sakha, is a tree in Jannah, and shuh. Wattaqu shuh. Shuh is a word in Arabic that means stinginess. So, as-sakha, generosity, is a tree in Jannah. And shuh, stinginess, is a tree in Jahannam. And the branches of this tree, they hang down into this dunya and into this world. Whoever will catch a branch of it, whoever will catch a branch of stinginess and shuh, will land up in Jahannam, doesn't want to spend. And sakha, that person who catches onto a branch of generosity, it will pull him into Jannah. So Allah does not look at the amount we spend, is what is the niyat of the heart. So if I couldn't become an alim of deen, my daughter couldn't become an alima, I will look for someone. Who is there? One madrasa in this gully, that little avenue, that I can contribute towards that. How many huffaz will qualify there? How many children will have the jalsa, the maktab jalsa? I don't know from there who will become the imam of the time. Who will become the da'i of the time? Who will teach hifz and will continue for years? And I'm a simple businessman or just a worker, a laborer. Qiyamah's Day, as you mentioned, I'll have an army of huffaz behind me, an army of ulama behind me. And Ya Allah, where all this came from? Your little contribution that you gave in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. A very quick kar guzari is mentioned about one person is doing gush in the path of Allah. And in India, Pakistan, we have the panwala. They're sending pan on the street corner. So the jamaat went during talim time, 11, 12 o'clock, and they met that pan wala selling pan. And they made his tashkil by a few minutes to the masjid. So he got overwhelmed. So he joined them to the masjid. He closed his little store, his little shop. It was a mobile shop, a cart. He sat with them, he got inspired. From there he went for 3 days. He came back, then he got ready for 40 days, then for 4 months. And he had only one son. So he said, I never had the opportunity of my life. I don't have much funds also. Whatever I can earn, I will earn and make my son a hafiz al-Quran. From Maktab, became a hafiz. He went on, became an alim of deen also. That interim father fell ill, he passed away. The boy excelled in madrasa. Excelled in madrasa, thereafter he went on and finally he became the Shaykh al-Hadith, teaching Bukhari Sharif. Some years later, a jamaat came to the Darul Ulum. Somebody knocked the door, old man. So, the Ustaz Shaykh al-Hadith teaching Bukhari Sharif, they asked, who is there? They opened the door, the Jamaat are here, Jamaat has come. They said, I'm busy right now, I'll meet you later in the masjid. So the old man of the Jamaat, the Amir Sahib, he waited. So when the Shaykh al-Hadith exited the class, Bukhari Sharif in his hand, went to another class, So the old man just wanted to make salam with him. Salaam alaikum, beta, how are you keeping? How's it? He said, I'm busy right now, I'll talk to you later. He said, we might not be around later, but I just wanted to make salam with you. And I knew your father very well. So he got taken aback. This old man knew my father. He said, I just want to give you one short kar guzari. I know you're very busy right now. You don't have time to go out even for 3 days or 40 days. You're very busy. and mubarak to you, Allah bless you. But I just wanted to inform you out of happiness and tahdith ni'mat, making shukr to Allah tabarak ta'ala for his ni'mat, that alhamdulillah you're teaching Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, and you've got so many hundreds of students, maybe thousands qualified already. Maybe thousands qualified already. But I just wanted to tell you in your ears that this whole Bukhari Sharif started from 1 3 days Jamaat, from one ta'lim. My father was a simpleton, I remember him. And Allah Fazl and Karam, I was the one that made his tashkil to come and sit in the ta'lim. I was the one that made his tashkil to sit in the ta'lim. And I just come to make salam with you to make shukr to Allah that I have a share in your class also. That we took your father for 3 days, and thereafter he went for 4 months. His life changed. He hardly could read Quran Sharif. He only knew the last 10 surahs. And now you became the Sheikh al-Hadith. It all started now from that one ta'lim. So that simpleton, we can imagine now, when that one gush, he spent a little bit of time in the path of Allah, what rewards he'll get on the day of Qiyamah. The Sheikh al-Hadith is in his share also, and all the students also. But this is generosity with time, with the wealth, our health, and our facilities we give in the path of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. We don't know what Allah has kept behind. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.